Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, a few minutes past 3 p.m. It is a banner show today. We had our pal Ricky Horton from the Cardinals. Elliot Davis retires tomorrow. He'll be here in person at 4 p.m. And right now we welcome Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe to the show. Lieutenant Governor, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for being here.
Dave, thank you so much for having me on. I wouldn't be remiss if, since I lost my mom about 5 years ago, I didn't tell you I'm very sorry for your loss, and we sure are thinking about you.
Well, that's very kind. Can I call you Mike? Do you mind? I feel like I know you.
Mike, absolutely. I was sitting. You should call me. You should hear what my wife calls me. Mike is really good.
Yeah, you'll take Mike every time. I was sitting there with my mom in hospice and my family, and you know, we're getting texts come in and condolences and so forth, and my phone went off, and they said, "Oh, who's that?" I said, "It's no big deal. It's just Lieutenant Governor." Nothing to see here. And everyone is like, whatever. I'm like, no, Mike Kehoe, gave us all condolences. It was a very, very sweet, funny, nice moment for us. So, Mike, I want to do a little different interview with you than what I've heard. Not that anyone's doing bad interviews. And we'll get to, crime in China and things like that. But let's get to know you. So I grew up in the country and then moved to the city. I know you're kind of the opposite. You know, you started in North City, North County, and then you ended up on a ranch. Just tell me about your... being a country boy and a city boy.
Well, you're right. I started out in North St. Louis City, Walnut Park and Baden area. For your listeners, I'm sure who know where that is. My dad left when I was a year old. My mom raised six kids by herself. I was the youngest of those six. And we had very basic childhood. We worked hard to support my mother. And that's just, you know, kind of how our life was. Got a big break washing cars for our name your listeners, and you will be familiar with Dave Sinclair in the South County area. And took a public bus down to start working for Mr. Sinclair, and that's how I got my start in business. He became kind of my mentor and father figure, and was really, I'm here because of him, but he helped a lot of people out that nobody realized. Mr. Sinclair was big into agriculture at his farm down in Phelps County, and when you wash cars for Dave, you did that one day. The next day, he went and fixed fence. So I learned about rural Missouri and the qualities of life that was there. And I quite honestly fell in love with agriculture. So, you know, when we wanted to play, Dave, in North St. Louis, we didn't have grass. And folks will laugh if they're from those neighborhoods. We played in undeveloped parts of Calvary Cemetery. So we went a long way from playing in a cemetery to a farm field. But he got me into agriculture. He helped me get into a manufacturing business in Lynn, Missouri, still a very successful emergency vehicle manufacturer down in Osage County. Ultimately helped me acquire the Ford dealership in Jefferson City. My wife and I ran that for 20 years. So 35 years in small business in ag and retail sales and manufacturing. That's pretty much been my life more than politics by a long stretch.
I love it. I love to see, like, I grew up working on, you know, local farms and picking watermelon and throwing pumpkins. And I love to see someone who knows what it's like to have a little dirt under their nails. Mike, your mom must have been quite a lady.
Yeah, she's my hero. She was our mom and our dad. And so she got gifts two times a year three times counting her birthday. She got Father's Day and Mother's Day gifts. She was a very devout Christian woman. She went to church at 6 a.m. every morning of her life and then came back and got us ready to go to school. And she just was my hero, obviously, my brother, my sisters as well. Her and Mr. Sinclair were friends from childhood. So that was our connection to the Sinclair family. And, you know, she was just a great, you know, very humble beginning. But I tell people all the time when we'd complain to my mother about what we didn't have, her answer was always simple. Pray harder, work harder. And that, if you do that, everything will be all right. And so we overcomplicate success some days, Dave, but yeah. It really goes down
Amen.
To the basics.
We're talking to Lieutenant Governor, possibly next Governor of Missouri, Mike Kehoe here. So, Mike, a lot of people think of Republicans as all about companies, all about corporations, all about money, all about tax breaks to the rich. Being a guy who knows how to get their hands dirty, talk about the middle class and what it means to you.
Well, I think the Republican Party represents the working class now more than it ever has, because, quite frankly, the Democratic Party has pretty much moved into socialism, whereas if you have something, we're going to take it from you and give it to people who don't have it. Republican Party very much works. You're seeing the Republican Party talk about workforce development, how to get people through career and technical education, what levels of training do we need to do to get people jobs and working. Because that's how the economy works. If we get those pieces of the puzzle right in Missouri, and I believe we have the recipe to do that, where we work with the companies that are looking for various skills, and then we offer those skills through means across the state. We really can provide opportunities for Missourians just like my mother, my brother, and my sisters have.
So, obviously, everyone has seen your ads and Bill's ads and Mr. Ashcroft's ads, and each one of them will talk about China. And I have to admit that this one's a little bit vague to me. Being a landowner and being someone, a farmer, a rancher, talk to me about what it means with China buying up land and why that's such a bad thing and how we stop it.
Well, first of all, let me say that I am 100% against enemies of our country owning land. China is certainly one of those. And as a landowner and a cattle producer, I'm not sure anybody in this state wants an enemy of our country. And there's not many, Russia, China, Venezuela, et cetera, to be owning land next to you as a neighbor. And so that, I think, is common sense. I believe that's common sense. But we have other people in this race who say zero foreign ownership. And I would caution your listeners to know what that understands. Bayer has 4,800 employees in Creve Coeur, Missouri, and they're owned by a German company. That means they're gone. I say you continue to work with your ally countries in Germany, obviously Germany, Israel, Japan, Ireland, et cetera, that we worked very hard to bring in as partners here, over $17 billion of investment. Our allied countries should be our friends. We should be welcome to invest. They can invest in us. We can invest in them. So we have to be really careful how we put that conversation. But there's universal agreement, I believe, to most landowners and people I talk to, that enemies of our country should not be able to own, not just on the backs of farmers and farmland, should own any business here in the state of Missouri.
So, Mike, I heard you on the other morning on Total Information AM with Megan Lynch and Tom Ackerman, and they asked you what they ask everyone, what's the number one issue facing Missouri? And it surprised me. I know it's a big issue, but your number one was crime. Can you flesh that out for us?
I would sure love to, because we have several different things that we want to get done on our platform, but we can't get to items number 2, 3, and 4 until we have community safety back. We've seen this across the state, and it's not just an urban problem. It's a rural and an urban problem, where we need to make sure we're backing the men and ladies who are protecting our communities. We don't need to defund the blue. We need to make sure they have the resources, and specifically in the St. Louis area, the personnel to be able to keep our communities safe. Look, I have walked the areas of North St. Louis through the cities. I've knocked on doors and talked to people. They want to be able to go out and paint their handrail without being shot at. They want community policing back. They want more cops on the street. They want to bring their communities safe. If we can get community safety in line and get resources to this law enforcement community across the state, then we can start talking about education opportunities, economic development, and agriculture opportunities.
And I thought your answer about getting rid of the state tax was really interesting. I hadn't thought of it from that perspective, but basically we need to be able to compete with these other states or the monkey's dead.
Well, that's exactly right. The state's income tax is the largest tax your listeners and any Missourians pay. We have done a really good job in the last several years with help when he was in the Missouri Senate from somebody like U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt, who led sweeping legislation on tax reform. Governor Parson and Senator Lincoln Huff from Springfield have added to that. And we've taken our state tax rate down from 6% to now 4.6%. The governor just announced the other day an additional trigger to lower that another tenth of a percent. We need to get that all the way down to zero. People keep saying, well, you need to be like Florida and Tennessee and Texas. Well, they're opening conversation when they go into that boardroom to that company they want to expand here that's already here, or maybe lure somebody here. Those other states' first statement is, we don't have income tax. And it's very hard to compete if you don't have that. And the bonus to this is, and this is my honest belief as a conservative, putting money back in Missourians' pockets is going to be better every single time than letting some bureaucrat spend it. Missourians will put that money into the economy and invest it, and the ripple effect will run through the economy way better than the government ever will do. So it's a double whammy. It gives more money to the average hardworking Missourian. It also allows us to have a tool to talk to companies about expansion and attraction.
So the people who are watching the ads in the election, the primary here is coming up on Tuesday for everyone, and they see your ads and Bill's ads and Mr. Ashcroft's ads, and especially for Democrats or independents, they might look at them and say, well, these guys all say the same thing. They sound a lot alike. What are the differences, whether it's policy, character, or temperament?
Well, I believe the difference in me and the difference in the other opponents out there, because you're right, there's a lot of negative ads. I would encourage your listeners to go to our website, MikeKehoe.com, and look at our two-minute video that tells you a lot about who I am and make that decision for themselves. But I think it's all about life's experiences, growing up in a very humble beginning with only one parent, working my way through a wash rack and sweeping floors to get to my first job, being able to open a manufacturing business, being a first-generation farmer, 35 years in small business. I think that gives you perspective on policy that others don't have. When somebody has signed both sides of a paycheck, that really gives you unique perspective. And look, it's quite frankly why America fell in love with Donald J. Trump. He was a businessman in government. We've received President Trump's endorsement here just this last weekend, and I know it's because he likes small business conservatives.
So that is Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. Again, the primary is coming up on Tuesday. Everyone should vote regardless of who you vote for. Mike, it's a pleasure. I'll have you on after the primary either way.
All right, buddy. It's a pleasure to have you on again. Me on with you again. Thank you so much.
You bet. Mike Kehoe asked me to play this for him.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
Because we're best friends ever.
You can do it like Casey Kasem.
This one goes out.
We're going to go roller skating when all this stuff's over with.
This one goes out to the Lieutenant Governor.
Going to get an apartment. You want some science stuff?
Yeah.
So, you know how into ancient life I am and Neanderthals and things like that. So, it appears that humans appeared about 250,000 years ago, that we stayed put in Africa for about 200,000 years. Think about that. Then 50,000 years ago, we're like, let's see what there is outside of here, and ran into Neanderthals and just immediately started nailing them. So, and that's basically why they're not here, because we just, we wanted what we wanted, we wanted them, and now they're gone.
Hmm.
So they can trace all the DNA and how much there was 200,000 years ago and how much there was 100,000 years ago, 50,000 years ago, and then here came the humans.
Were there, like, way more of us than them?
Eventually. Okay. I mean, like, of course, because they disappeared, but, you know, at some point, and you can, Wheels, you have to look this up because you'll find it fascinating. They, I don't know how they traced this, obviously through DNA or, you know, archaeology and both, but we were down to, I think, 1,200 humans at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. A bad storm can take care of that.
Yeah.
But weird, I think there was one point it was even less than that. That a handful of human beings.
We don't know how, obviously, because they went away, but we don't know how Neanderthal would have evolved alongside us, right? Like, whether, you know, but the belief was that they were smart.
Yes.
Physically superior to us.
Far.
So how did we get them?
I don't know.
Were we meaner?
They don't know. Yeah.
They charmed them.
They think it was that. It was the way that we worked together.
Yeah.
That, you know, you never fought one human, you fought 10.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
And I think we charmed them. I really do.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Kind of sucked them in and then
we
like,
sucked them
come
in
here, buddy.
Then we killed them.
Hug, hug, hug. Stab, stab, stab.
Yeah. We used to have a child together. Then I'm going to kill you. The human way. Also, when you picture dinosaurs, where do you picture them? You picture them in rainforests and eating tall trees and things like that. I don't quite understand all of this, but rainforests didn't exist until the dinosaurs were gone.
Right.
What were they
nuts.
Eating?
Well, I mean, probably just like normal forests.
Like in a savanna, basically. Yeah. Oh,
but also, like, you know, there's not, I mean, you have forests and
pine forests and things like that.
Right, right, right.
Mercury, which is the planet we know the least about, I think you had this on your thing. Go ahead and take it.
Probably did. Did I?
About the diamonds?
Yeah. They think that there's like an 11-mile thick layer of diamonds on Mercury. Let's go.
Isn't that crazy?
It's because of the atmosphere, the pressure and the heat.
Like, ooh,
just takes everything and presses it together. Can't wait for the first, but I'm sure Elon's working on a mission.
Yeah.
It's on a drone mission there to get all those diamonds.
I thought this was an interesting story. The Army spent $11 million advertising on the UFL, you know, the rocks deal. And they said, we don't think we got a single recruit, and we think it may have actually hurt recruiting.
They got fewer recruits than before they did it.
Yes. Man, oh man.
Yeah. It's weird because now they're asking for some of the money back, and they're suggesting that, like, The Rock didn't do the social media posts that he said he was going to, which is weird. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But But I bet you they'll pay up real quick now that this story's public. They'll be like, yep, we don't want to be looking like we're taking advantage of the Army.
Yeah. And I went to, speaking of The Rock, this just makes me think of this. I went to a Battlehawks game. I went to that, like, first playoff game or whatever that they had. And every about five, pretty much every stoppage of play, they put an ad on the screen and blast it through the loudspeakers of either The Rock's tequila or his energy drink.
Ooh, that's bad
for him. It is nonstop. It is every... You got the sense that he was really only doing the UFL stuff to promote his tequila and energy drink.
Oh, it probably was a... There's no question that would have been connected, right? I mean, the reason... Because UFL also had a TV deal. So if you're going to just hang up, put all those things together, it would make sense.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, the amount seemed to be, like, you're not... And the announcers were encouraged to be constantly talking about them.
So you're saying it was just super transparent?
Yeah, you got the sense that he actually doesn't maybe even care about the UFL. He's much more interested in his energy drink and tequila.
And just an opinion, and I'm kind of ripping this off from my friend Rachel. She talked about it today at the top of the show when we had a news story about Bar PM and what their fight that they're having with the cops. You need to make this right. Anytime a police officer runs into your home at 3 a.m, you think you're going to be a little pissed.
Yeah.
You think you're going to be a little out of sorts. And just, I find it ridiculous that they're still going to the mat on this.
Mm-hmm.
Clean this thing up.
Yeah, it's getting embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing for the city, honestly.
I do too.
It's just...
I mean, how much more clear could it be that you screwed up?
Yeah.
Well, I still want to find this dog that caused the accident. Remember, there was a dog that ran out in front of the...
That's what
that
they said.
That's, yeah, I know. That's
the camera never showed a dog. Yeah.
Well, we need to track this guy down.
Like OJ, the real dog is still out there.
I will not rest until I find that dog. Causing wrecks all over St. Louis.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But just saw something where when Journey played this for the record label, they said, Deep Six, you're never going to get
really?
It on the radio. Never going to get in the airplay. It's definitely not a hit.
Man, they said that's the same thing with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Good thing the artists stuck with what they knew.
Mm-hmm. List is out there of weird things that kids did that made them feel weird as kids.
okay.
Blowing into a straw while drinking milk to create milk bubbles. That's not even weird.
No.
That's not weird.
No, that's
how do
normal.
You not do
totally
that?
Totally normal.
When first learning how to swim, having an irrational fear of sharks in the deep end of the pool.
That's a little weird.
That's adorable.
Believing that gum would stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it will.
And getting yelled at for turning the interior light on the car when someone was driving because you'd get pulled over by the cops.
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom acted like that was illegal.
Oh.
Like of the hot, you couldn't do anything worse than that.
I'm still scared of that.
Was that all just to scare us into not doing it?
I think so.
I think so.
Because
I turned
on the light and nothing bad
I know
happened.
It can be hard to see out the window very well if it's too bright inside, right? Just like if you're inside your house at night, you don't see what's outside very well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was illegal.
It's not illegal.
That's crazy.
Andrew's like, I've been lied to.
This is
like,
insane.
First you're going to tell me that Sonny Bono and Bono are different.
I've been this shaking since that guy took his sunglasses off and became a different guy.
Playing with a foam ball that had a big bite or chunk taken out of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Normal.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, a little weird if it's a bite, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not that weird.
No, it's not that weird.
No, you have your Nerf football, Dave, that I keep finding at different places around the building.
Yeah.
And in my mind, it had bite marks in it, but I found it yesterday and it was completely
I
whole.
I literally wrote DGS on it in pen today like I'm 10.
Nice.
Nobody take this football.
Dave's football.
Where else are we going to get a Nerf football?
I think most people do figure it's yours, just... Being
yeah,
real.
Probably so. pinching their finger or lips in a hair clip.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. One of mine was we had fake fruit, which I thought was the mark of a millionaire. And we had fake grapes, and you could pinch them and suck them to your tongue, and they'd stick.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Sensory overload for a kid like me.
Yeah.
I could stop slapping my ears for about 5 minutes. Stabbing an eraser with your pencil, leaving graphite holes in it.
Done that.
Of course.
Yep.
Freaking out after swallowing a seed from an apple or a watermelon.
Yep.
Watermelon's going to grow in your stomach.
I completely believe that. I just knew that's the way I was going to die. Pretending to smoke when it was cold outside and you could see your breath. I was too afraid to do that. Like, my mom and dad smoked incessantly in the house, in the car, but it was such a big deal not to smoke, which was always just so weird to me. You know, I mean, I get do as I say, not as I do, but like back then, I'm not even sure they knew how bad it was for you, but it was just such a, that was the cardinal sin was smoking.
Huh.
Sitting in church and looking up at the massive light fixtures and trying to figure out who they'd kill if they fell.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You got to pass the time in church somehow.
Like, wow. Yeah. That's right over Mrs. Johnson.
I would always wait and not read the church bulletin until things started to get really boring.
Get
I would like, like save the good
it.
Passages. Like, that'll be a good paragraph to read later.
This one's in honor of my friend Rach, kissing the mirror.
Well, yeah. Got to do that from time to time as a kid.
Got
to
practice.
Didn't do that one.
What? Yeah, right.
I was too busy daydreaming about fighting Jesus in church or whatever.
Fighting Jesus?
He always takes it to a level.
Wouldn't he just turn the other cheek?
That's what I did. It'd be like, what if that statue of Jesus came to life and I had to...
take care of business?
I had to
his house.
Protect everybody.
Let him do what he wants.
Put him back up there.
Hold on, everyone. I'll save you from Jesus.
You're right.
Andrew, the new savior.
He finds a new... Yeah.
Oh,
saving
God.
You from Jesus.
He finds a new level. There can be only one.
Look, my brain went where I went when I was 7.
Yeah, and 34.
And 34.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So Team USA has earned a men's 4 rowing gold for the first time since 1960. Thought that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, cool.
Anytime we win a gold medal, it's good stuff.
Very nice.
It's good stuff. Former President Donald Trump seems to be downplaying the importance of his vice presidential pick. In an interview yesterday, he was asked if Vance, J.D. Vance, would be ready on day one if he has to be. Trump responded, I will say this. Historically, the vice president, in terms of the election, does not have any impact. I mean, virtually no impact.
Did you? I saw that live. I had no idea that it was even happening. The National Association of Black Journalists, and then Trump's there, and I'm like, oh, I got to watch this. And it turned out to be this huge, newsmaker. And it was almost like J.D. Vance was getting all the attention for saying all these stupid cat lady things. And Trump's like, here, hold my beer. Like, that was nuts.
So did you see the opening of his interview?
I saw every minute of it.
That was brutal.
Oh, I was covering my face.
It was just hard to watch. Just difficult. All right. Let's see. Moving on here. Don't want to do that story. Not even sure why I printed that one out. Drug, alcohol, and suicide deaths are down, which is great. They're down slightly after years of growth. But according to a new report released yesterday, the combined death rate in 2022 is slightly lower for the first time in 5 years. It's still more than double the rate compared with 20 years ago. But experts say the new trend is encouraging after double-digit increases during the pandemic.
Hmm.
Nissan and Honda.
Can I just say this about the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel like a dream? Doesn't COVID feel like a crazy fever dream that we all had?
It's just like a period of time in my life that stands alone.
Yeah,
if that
good
makes
way
sense.
To put it. No, mm-hmm. that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Nissan and Honda are rolling out new electric vehicles by 2030. The two Japanese car makers recently outlined a sweeping alliance to compete against Tesla and Chinese rivals. So that's
I really bought into, I don't have an electric car. They just don't appeal to me. But I really bought into that by this time or maybe 5-10 years down the road, there would be no gas powered cars. And that just seems to be not the way it's going.
No. I do think electric will become more and more popular as it becomes more accessible. Like, I have nothing against electric cars.
Yeah, no, they just don't appeal to me.
Right. I just don't want to be stuck somewhere waiting to charge my car if I'm on a road trip or something.
Yeah, that's the biggest draw to me, or downgrade to me, is that it takes hours to charge. Well, it takes me 3 minutes to fill up my car, and I'm on a road trip. I don't want to wait 3 hours to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, can we please just start making electric cars that look like all the other cars?
you gotta make them special.
Can they just look like a Camaro? Can they just look like a BMW? Can they just they all look like electric cars?
They all have to be the Cybertruck.
Why do they have to look electric car-y?
to prove that you're cool, obviously.
I saw another Cybertruck today, and I know you like them, but they just look like something that a rich person made for a school project.
Well, that's like essentially what it is. I mean,
no, you're right. That's exactly what it is.
I mean, it's just a big DeLorean.
I think they're cool to see out in the wild, and you guys won't change my mind on that. CNN.
But you know how to get Rachel's attention.
And they look so bad, too, when you look at them. Like, they're all dirty, and because there's no, like...
they look cool.
Sheen.
Yeah, there's no sheen. There's no, like, matte protection on them. So they're just, like, dusty and dirty.
Well, they're her favorite car. So
they're not my favorite car. I just don't enjoy hating
Rachel.
On them with the rest of you guys.
Look, I know a guy that can beat up Jesus, okay?
So. Yeah.
That statue comes off the wall. I'm going to have to throw down.
Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. And reports indicate that she will hold her first rally with her pick in Philadelphia.
So does that mean it's...
Who are you feeling?
I don't know.
The two that seem to be the most popular are him and Kelly.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, because the battleground states are so different,
mm-hmm.
does one really cover them all? But you don't need to get them all. You only need to get a few of them, right? If I'm doing the math correctly, you don't need to get all six or seven, but you probably got to get four.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood is going to replace Katy Perry on the judges panel for American Idol for season 23, according to new reports. I knew that was going to rock your world.
Yeah, I haven't watched an episode of that since it came on the air. I sounded old, didn't I? I haven't watched an episode of that.
I ain't watching that.
Katy Perry, my ass.
Taco Bell will soon use AI to take your order at the drive-thru. Yum Brands has been testing the technology for 2 years, and the move is designed to enhance back-of-the-house operations for team members and elevate the order experience for consumers. I'm not like super against using AI for that, but I'm having a hard time with... If I'm going, never mind, I don't want that, and add sauce, is the AI going to be able to keep up with that? And then the concerns that Andrew has brought up in the past.
Andrew, after you throw hands with the Son of God, how do you feel about AI serving you your Taco Bell?
If AI is just taking the order and relaying it, I could find
the cheese robots.
Measure of comfort of that.
Right? I have done this before. I did this at a Hardee's on a road trip. It was an AI order. You just make the order and you go get it. And there's people working there because what they're saying is they're not going to reduce the staff. But now instead of people taking orders, they're just going to be making food. Like you have more people focused on getting those things done.
Did you know it was AI?
Yeah, you pulled up and it was just like automated. Here, place your order. Tell us when you're ready, and you make the order. And
did they sound like a non AI person?
No, it sounded like AI. It was like. Mm. Oh, we will take your order.
Was it a little, cartoon star and he was talking along to
no,
the
No, it wasn't. It just,
well, then why
just,
are we doing
that's
this?
That's what it should be.
It should be. It should be like, that's a good point. It should be like cartoon character that comes out.
Into it.
I should have Grimace on the screen talking to me. That would make it so much more fun.
But it'd probably be Ronald.
Well, you know, Grimace is the popular one now.
You could choose.
What about at Taco Bell? Who would be the character?
I want to talk to the Hamburglar.
All he'll say back is rubble, rubble, rubble.
When she said that, going on a year ago now, I went on eBay and bought a Hamburglar for her, and it is still creepily sitting at my house.
Why is it not here?
We should be putting it
right on this desk.
Yeah.
Didn't you get a WB Frog for Ranj, too?
I did, yeah. I got a WB Frog for Ranj. I look like a Comic-Con guy who came to my house.
All right, let's do one more story, and I do apologize that this is happening after the Taco Bell story, but CNN claims that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is considering retirement.
I saw a story that says he's been agitated.
Yeah, he's not had the best year.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
I wonder if he'd still do it if Kamala wins.
Probably not.
Boy, he would be a villain if he did.
What if he stepped down before the election and... That wouldn't matter, would it? No, forget it.
No, because, I mean...
Couldn't get it through.
There's no way it would get through, yeah. Because obviously it didn't happen the first time.
Elliot Davis is going to be on right after this. Tomorrow is his last day on the air over at Fox 2. They have found that laughing is literally good for your heart.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Guess I'm in good shape.
Yeah. Also, on the other side of things, apropos to me just losing my mom, they have found that you literally age faster when you have a major loss in your life.
Wow.
And the more losses you have, the faster you age.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that something?
That is fascinating.
Because, you know, anecdotally, we all know situations like that. Like, people have been married for 40 years, then they lose their spouse, they go downhill really quick. That they have found that the literal cellular aging process speeds up for some reason.
Stress response?
Stress response. Mm. Yeah, anxiety. So I guess it wouldn't even have to be losing a loved one. It could just be a divorce or even losing your job or anything like that that induces a great amount of cortisol and stress and anxiety makes you age faster.
Hmm.
Which I'm not sure how much you can do to control that, but laugh more, right?
I mean, too bad it doesn't offset. Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
If you could just offset it with fun.
Right. No kidding.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.